Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GE Power India Limited's earnings conference call for the second quarter of FY 2022-23. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Jain, Managing Director, GE Power India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Very good evening, everyone. A warm welcome to all of you, and thank you for joining us in the second quarter and first half 2022-23 earnings call. I also welcome my team who has joined me to discuss the financial and operating performance of the company. I have with me Yogesh Gupta, our CFO and full-time director, Mr. Vineet Pant, our Chief Commercial Officer, Mr. Raj Raman, our Executive Project Portfolio, Mr. Venkatesh Rao, and my team with me. I would like to begin with a brief on the global economic situation. The global economy is going through a turbulent time, as economists across the world are predicting a recession following significant consumer demand slowdown. In order to battle the soaring inflation, the central banks of major economies have raised interest rates, benchmark interest rates, in the last two quarters. Though these are indications of inflation cooling down following actions taken by these central banks, it has impacted the consumer demand, as is evident from international trade data. Apart from inflation, another major concern is rising global carbon dioxide emissions. COP27 has predicted 1% increase in CO2 emissions, with India's growth projected at 6% for 2022. After the pandemic, the fossil fuel consumption has grown, with major spikes seen in coal usage. The Indian economy, despite global uncertainties, is recovering. From the energy sector, the global economy is going through one of the worst crises. The major impact is on Europe's energy crisis, as Europe has stockpiled natural gas for consumption during winter. And in fact, experts are claiming that Europe's energy crisis could well lead to emerging economies to suffer blackouts as they are unable to afford premium that Europe is paying for securing natural gas. India is not significantly impacted on the power sector, but it's a topic that will affect the global energy situation. On the other front, globally, most of the nations have resumed coal-based energy generation after the Ukraine crisis, followed by global energy meltdown. This is a big reversal, considering all the major countries' goal to phase out coal-based energy generation by 2038. Coming to about Indian economy and power sector, though the global economy is feeling the pain of recession, the Indian economy is an outlier with the consumer demand still robust. The cooling of crude oil and commodity prices has turned out reasonably well for Indian corporate sector, and the companies have shown resilience, margin recovery, and optimism about hiring and growth for the remaining part of the fiscal year. On the energy sector front, the transition to renewable energy power generation has slowed down as the country resumed higher dependence on coal power generation to meet the peak demand. Though the pace of growth of renewable capacities is high, with almost 7 to 8 gigawatts of capacity addition, it is not able to meet the peak demand. Especially with LNG prices rising globally, the gas-based power projects have become unaffordable, or existing ones are running far below their capacity. As per the recent statement of India's coal minister, the country has no intention of ditching coal, and it will continue to use coal until at least 2040. This is a big positive news for companies like GETL, who are still trying to support coal-based power generation and emission improvements. As per the latest data available, power generation data reflects significance of thermal power plants. The overall power generation in India has surged 11.9% from a year ago, and coal-based generation was up 12.8%. So that's the general scenario and the market that we are seeing. I would hand over to Vineet to give you a business update and the order update. Vineet, over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Prashant, and good evening, everyone. I will take you through the slide on the business update for this quarter. So I would start by saying that this has been a good quarter for us, both in terms of the progress we have made on the strategy part, where we have been, you know, our focus has been on three main pillars: to grow services, to have a right mix of EP and EPC projects, and also grow industrial and private customers. So we have achieved success on all these three pillars in this quarter, which you will see in the top part of the slide. We have a significant order this year, this quarter for FGD. So still services is at 47% in the mix, order mix. EPC versus non-EPC, we are 100%. We have done non-EPC project, which is again aligned with our strategy. And we have a higher intake of private and industrial orders at 82%. So this, on these three counts, we are aligned to our strategy in this quarter. As far as orders is concerned, again, it has been a good quarter. Our intake, order intake has gone up to 2.5x times of what we achieved in the same quarter last year. You can see that, you know, in the numbers here, we had a very, I'll talk about the order for FGD order, which we have got this quarter from Adani. This is for their Udupi project. Value is about 1.31 billion rupees. So this order is perfectly aligned with our strategy, where we want to focus on cash accretive deals, which give us good margins and positive cash flow. So this is perfectly aligned with that strategy, and this is a significant order for us, which we have booked in this quarter for FGD. Also, I would like to point out that for services, again, our orders are up 42% if we compare with the same quarter last year. And we also have improved the profitability of the orders. From ESP upgrade part, you know, we have booked an order this quarter from an industrial customer, which is Trident, which is the paper and pulp industry. So this is also a breakthrough order for us, and again it is aligned with our strategy to grow further in the industrial market. Overall, we have a very robust pipeline of active opportunities, both for FGD and services going forward, and we think we should really build up, we will build up on this going forward. As far as the backlog is concerned, it stands at around 40.9 billion Indian rupees at the end of quarter two. And again, here I would like to point out that to an extent, we have reversed the trend and we have been holding on to this backlog. You know, the backlog is not really going down. So this is what I have for you on this slide. And now I will hand over to Yogesh for the finance part. Over to you, Yogesh.
Thank you, Vineet. Good evening, all, and thank you very much for joining today to discuss our financial performance for the second quarter of fiscal year 22-23. Revenue for Q2 stood at ₹427.8 crore, down from 732.1 crore in the corresponding period of last year, due to lower order intake in the past 2 years and cost updates for percentage of completion projects. Moving on to our profit. This quarter we have had a loss before tax of 112.6 crores against a profit of 50.8 crores in the corresponding period of last year. This came primarily due to lower volume, project cost escalation due to inflation and execution challenges at site, and Solapur fire incident, which required a provision of 78.7 crores. This provision has been made and would be reversed as and when we get the insurance claims accepted and approved by the insurance company. Moving on, if you look at the order intake numbers which Vineet has shared, we have received orders worth 248.3 crores against 97 crores in the corresponding period of last year, and we have a healthy backlog, and the service revenue continues to grow based on the healthy order intake that we have had. This is it from my side on the revenue and profit. I would like to now hand over to Raj and Venkatesh for an update on FGD portfolio.
Thank you. Thank you, Yogesh. Good evening, everyone. I would like to kind of walk you through a few updates on the FGD portfolio execution status at this point of the time. On the left, you will see two bar graphs. This basically represents the revenues which we have so far accomplished and the cash which we have against that received. And this is an important aspect which I would like to kind of take a few minutes and delve upon. The fact being, we have more than 86% revenues versus the cash, which is at least 64%, almost 20 percentage points lesser than that. This drives one important aspect around the payment terms, which are in the current part of the portfolio of NTPC, which we are executing at this point of the time, where the payment terms are backloaded and they kind of come to us in the later part of the cycle of project cycle. And this has been one major aspect around this. And that plays out, I'll come back on the challenges part of it. I want to also highlight one key accomplishment which we had in terms of the Mushahar project, the completion of facilities, which we achieved in the month of August. And this has been a major accomplishment for the customer as well as for our teams, for your teams in this quarter. Coming over to the challenges which we are currently seeing, and these are some of the challenges which are not limiting only to your company, but this is across the entire market or the players who are there currently at this point of the time. The subcontractor financial health, which has been significantly impacted by multiple COVID waves, which is creating definitely challenges in terms of workforce availability and requisition of that on a timely basis on various sites. Compounded by some of the supply chain which we are currently, in a stage where we are commissioning them and we need support, and some of them are critical suppliers based out of China, and the COVID rotational lockdowns, etc., and the travel restrictions are definitely compounding some of the availability of timely basis the support to resolve these commissioning challenges at this point of the time. Compounded by the fact that we have we don't have a good clarity at this point of the time on the COVID relief, and your company continues to pursue this with NTPC and as well as at the highest level within the Ministry of Power, which we are taking it up in a very intense and rigorous manner. Going forward, our focus will continue to see that we don't we arrest any more margin degradation at this point of the time on this FGD portfolio, complete the milestones on a continuous basis, and complete the performance guarantee test for the Unchahar stage 4 at this point of the time. And this is something which we will, we have a significant number of milestones which are lined up in the fiscal year 23 and 24 in the coming quarters. That's all from my side. I will hand off to Prashant back.
Thank you, Raj. So to summarize, we are moving in the right direction with the strategy, with the business mix of developing more industrial customers, growing more service business, right mix of EP and EPC projects to de-risk the portfolio. The second area that we wanted to touch upon was the execution rigor. It is important that we will continue to focus on what Raj just mentioned, ensuring that we deliver the operations The third point that I wanted to highlight, which we have also mentioned in the notes, is about Durgapur. We are right-sizing the factory, and in this November to December quarter, we will be launching and executing upon the VRS scheme for the workers, and that is for the contract workforce. And that part is in continuation of the strategy to right-size the factory for the load that we see going forward. All in all, good mix on order intake. We see some turnaround there. Operational challenges that we have got in control. Continue to focus on lean. And last but not the least, right size Durgapur to ensure we are able to have the right size of the operations as we move into the next year. So with that, thank you, and we will open up for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may kindly press *1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press *2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Participants, kindly press *1 to ask a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We request participants to kindly press *1 to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Ramesh, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Hi, sir. Very good evening. I just wanted to know, about this Adani Rupee order. Did we publish in a disclosure in BSE website?
Can you repeat the question,
Mr. Ramesh, we are not able to hear you very clearly, sir. Could you use the handset?
Yeah, one second. I have this advantage with CPT. Like, here we have mentioned that we all some orders related to Adani Rupee Power, Mesh 1.13, PM.
Mr. Ramesh, I'm sorry, sir. We are still not able to hear you.
Whether these orders are here published on the BSE website, to share the details with the shareholders. But I couldn't see any this kind of disclosure in the BSE website for our company.
Mr. Ramesh, I think the voice is not clear. If you could repeat the question. The order that we have booked in the quarter, we are disclosing, and we have announced that today. That's the order that we have booked.
Are you disclosing this order, particular order, this Adani Rupee Power Mesh order?
Yes, it is in the list that you see. It is in, what you see on the page as well, which we need to explain. Yes.
Yeah, I could see in PPT, but not in BSE website. I have gone through this BSE website, and I couldn't see like when we have disclosed this particular order.
In my view, this is not crossing the materiality threshold by itself. So there is no obligation to disclose. But nevertheless.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press *1. The next question is from the line of Hina Parikh, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Kindly proceed.
So we've seen a good order win for FGD in this quarter. By when can we see this translating into revenue for the company?
So this is a shorter cycle order. Typically, the first 3 to 4 months is a very low activity, which is largely engineering. And then the fifth month onwards, the supply starts. So you will start seeing the revenue in fourth to fifth month onwards.
Okay. And can we say we have reached the top of the cost escalation matrix, or do you see more upside on cost side for services than FGD business?
Can you repeat the question, Mushina?
So we can say that we've reached the top of the cost escalation matrix, or like, do you see more upside on cost side for services and FGD business?
So on services, we have been fairly doing well on the execution of the margin. We have not seen so far margin deterioration or cost escalation in the services. That portfolio has been quite profitable and has been constantly delivering upside. So it is robust. On the FGD, yes, we have seen cost escalations in the past. And in the current quarter as well, we have taken a cost escalation, which is what Yogesh was explaining. And in our expectation, this is an update at the portfolio level. And to the best of our knowledge, for the next 2 to 3 quarters, Raj or Yogesh, you want to add further on this one?
Prashant, I think you have kind of articulated it. Ma'am, our goal, and as Ms. Prashant said, that we have taken the cost update so that we don't anticipate more cost escalations and see more stability going forward overall.
And Raj, Vinita, so I will just add that, you know, these new orders which we have booked, you know, that that factors, you know, whatever escalation has been there in the projects under execution, that has been factored there, you know. So that cost increase and lessons learned are incorporated in this order which we have got. So that's
okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. As a reminder to participants, kindly press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Mandira, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Hello. So my question is, how do you see India postponing the coal phase out? Hello.
Yeah, Madhura, please can you repeat? We said India coal goes out. What was the question?
Phase out. How do you see India postponing the coal phase out?
India postponing the coal phase out. Look, in my view, the government has not been adding new coal projects in the last 3-4 years, but this year we are seeing already projects are being awarded for new coal fired power plants. In the earlier projections, the coal power electricity in 2021-22 is in the range of 72%, which translates into roughly 800 to 900 million metric tons of coal consumption for electricity generation. As per the CEA projection, by 2030, assuming that renewable energy would have added 500 gigawatt capacity to the grid, coal-fired power plants would still be producing 50% of electricity in 2030, and that 50% of electricity would still mean roughly 250 gigawatts of coal-fired power plants under operation, and the coal consumption in 2030 to be more or less similar or slightly higher than the coal consumption today. So in the earlier plan as well, there was a focus on high renewable capacity addition. But so to say, the existing coal-fired power plants were required to continue to support the base load of the country into 2030. What has changed in the last year is that the government is now realizing that the capacity addition of renewable energy is not adequate to meet the grid demand. Now, because of that, there is an additional 25 to 40 gigawatts of new coal-fired power plants that will be ordered, which means that now I don't see that there was a phase out until 2030, 2040, either in the previous case, nor in the case after the current change. However, an emphasis on ordering new coal-fired power plants has started in the last year. So now we see projects being ordered on new coal, which is a big change in the market from previously. So coal phase out, in my view, for India, for the next 20 to 30 years is going to be a huge challenge. It is not going to be easy because the new capacity we will continue to add on renewable energy. but the existing coal-fired power plants probably will need to serve the country for at least 20-30 years. Now, given example in the current context, if you see the electricity prices or utility prices in the Europe or the US, they've actually gone up 3 times to 5 times or even more because of the conflict and shortage of gas and so on and so forth. However, in India, because largely there were for the power plants 70 to 80%, which are relying on domestic coal and for electricity, and all the coal-fired power plants in the country where they have long-term coal linkages with the Coal India Limited, they have actually seen not significant inflation. Therefore, in India, we have been, to an extent, I would say insulated from the severe electricity cost escalation that the world is currently seeing either in the Europe or the US. That is because we have domestic coal reserves and domestic coal supply. And for the power plants that have had long-term coal linkages with these coal plants, there nothing has changed. And therefore, largely the utility electricity prices in this segment has not that gone up that significantly. So in a way, that is a good thing for the country, and also in my view for the customers who are being able to get secure supply from their coal linkages.
Okay, and my second question was, are we working on any kind of order mix composition, or will it depend on new build orders that we receive every quarter?
So the orders, the strategy that we are pursuing currently, the biggest order that you will see will come from the emission control, which is FGD. That is a demand that we see will continue at least for the next 4 to 5 years. Because the government has extended the emission control guideline by 2 years, so we see some delays, but then now we see orders are happening. So we see that the orders will continue to be placed in the FGD for the next 3 to 5 years. On the FGD. So we will see that we will continue to focus on a mix of FGD orders in the portfolio. The services continues to be on the growth path. I don't see a challenge there. We will continue to serve the service market. The core services is going stable. Upgrades is a market which is not very stable. We see 1 or 2 projects and then suddenly a gap. But we are seeing a large pipeline on the service upgrades, and that we think will pick up as the customers realize that, okay, coal plants are here to stay for longer and they need to invest into upgrading for safety, efficiency and emissions. Now the third part is the new build. Now new build coal, in my view, is we see opportunities in the market, and currently, because of the exit from coal worldwide, GE is not participating in the coal new projects. Your company, GE Power India Limited, is going to selectively participate in the market where we are able to approach with the domestic technology or technologies that we are absorbing GE Power India Limited. So we are looking at a couple of boiler projects in the utility space that we would like to target in the current round of ordering. But these are new build projects and they are not too many. If I say 7 gigawatts, that would probably mean maybe 3 or 4 projects or 5 projects. So that is the market space. We will not participate as an EPC. We will participate as a technology provider. We will provide the boiler pressure parts to the EPC partners to be able to serve the end customer. So directly as an EPC, we will not participate in the new build. We will possibly provide technology support to the existing EPC partner. That's how we will approach the new build market.
Okay, great. Lastly, regarding the Solapur fire incident in June, have we received any kind of the update from insurance company? And can we expect to recover the provision of 78.7 crores for the same in the coming quarters?
Yes, the insurance claim proceeding is underway. Considering the damage to the equipment, currently the survey estimate has to be done on what are the components that we can be reused and what are the components to be reconstructed. So yes, that survey is ongoing at this point in time, and we are hoping that sometime in the next year, we should come to a point where we should start invoicing and get the settlement with the insurance as we continue to spend on the project. So we'll have to spend the money to claim the insurance once the claim is settled. There are two parts to that, and one part is of course the insurance claim itself for the cost that we'll have to incur to rebuild the absorber and the chimney in the FGD. And the second part is the expected liquidity damages that we may incur in case we are not able to meet the deadline because now of this we are delayed. So those are the two components. And from these two components, the insurance part, yes, we are positive that as we get the final surveys and final cost estimates and start incurring those costs and have a settlement with the insurance, we should be able to recover sometime early next year. Next financial year.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants with questions, kindly press star 1. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Tara Kaur, an individual investor. Kindly proceed.
Yes. Good evening, sir. So my first question is, like, since a company is focusing on growing the service segment, so what is the trend in the margins considering inflation factor? Are they sustainable?
So yes, in the service market, we are able to pass the inflation to the customer. It's a short cycle business. So the parts, the repairs are typically 68 months cash conversion and margin conversion. And upgrades are the long-term projects which take about a year, year and a half, maybe 2 years to execute. But majority of the backlog is from core services, which is parts, repairs and services. And most of these projects we are able to pass the inflation to the customer. So we don't see the inflationary risks affecting the service margins.
Okay. Can you provide the situation of 14.9 billion of order backlog as of September 30, 2022? And like, what kind of growth do you expect across all the segments?
You are saying you want to understand the breakup of the backlog or breakup of the revenue?
Order backlog.
Order backlog is roughly 40 billion. Yogesh, you want to give a sense?
Yeah, Prashant, thank you. So the backlog for the FGD orders is in the range of about 28 to 32%. Services will be 12 to 15%, and our hydro business will be in the range of 55 to 60%. So these are the broad indications that we can give you on like where do we stand with our order backlog. And with regard to the growth of business, Prashant, I would request you to like highlight on the growth aspect of these businesses. Services is growing, yes. And FGD also, as Prashant has explained, there are...
So, yeah, I can address that. Thanks, Yogesh. So on the FGD, it's a project business and we are selecting projects. So we are not going as a market or a share. We are selecting certain projects where we think it matches with our risk profile, it matches with our profile, and those projects we are selectively participating. Our win rate is more than 50-60% on the targeted opportunities. We don't participate in all the projects, and we will treat with the projects project by project. So there are certain IPPs that we want to work with, there are very selective state utilities that we want to work with, and those are the last two agencies. Central utilities largely they already there. So we are not the private and the state customers. Instead, we have selected some, and we are also partnering with our EPC partners in certain customers where we do not want to directly expose. So it's a mix of these three, and project to project we will win. And we are focusing to maintain the gigawatt market share, but be selective in terms of the margin cash profile of the projects. Now regarding service, the service market is stable. It's in the range of about, so the market is stable. What we are doing is we are increasing our market share as we participate in these new product investments. So we are seeing continued growth, and we will see continued growth for the next 4 years. And the growth will be in the order of plus, I would say, currently we see, so far we have been positive in terms of the growth trajectory for service business. And we are reporting on quarter, you can see numbers on service growth. We see that the services, core services is intact. and the core services growth we see happening. The area that we don't see again is the upgrades, where we think project by project. So sometimes, depending on the number of projects finalized in a year, you will see some variations here and there.
So my last question is, like you have mentioned that our company is working on containing further margin deterioration. So just want to understand, like, what initiatives are we taking to improve operational efficiency?
So Raj, I want you to comment on the operational efficiency part.
Sure. Thanks, Prashant. So, ma'am, our focus has been to ensure one is, we mentioned, the learnings which we are seeing on some projects, we build back into the other projects, as well as we are pursuing some of our, wherever we see them contractually or otherwise, we see claims, we are building our claims around this and pursuing them appropriately in all fronts. These are something which we are working, as well as we are working intensely with our lean methodology to see that we are executing better and with a shorter cycle time, which overall helps us to manage our costs much better. So these are some actions and strategies which we are deploying.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, if you want to ask a question, kindly press star 1. We have the next question from the line of Hina Parikh, individual investor. Kindly proceed. Hello, Hina Parikh.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you're audible now. Thank you.
Yeah. Any update on GE's depromoterization announcement that you can share?
So there are two parts to this. One is the independent capabilities of GE Power India Limited in terms of technology transfer, developing competence, and ensuring that for the markets that GE Power India Limited wants to address, the company has its own technology, it has its own balance sheet, and it has its own competence. On that part, we have made significant progress. Happy to say we are close to 100% now self-sufficient and competent with the commissioning of Vinchahar. We have demonstrated both in acquisition and execution, GE Power India Limited is fully self-competent. Second, we have also qualified on the basis of GE Power India Limited as an entity with Gujarat for the FGD tenders, for example, the Sikka tender, etc. So there in FGD, which is a big element of the future strategy for growth and continues for the next 5 years. GE Power India Limited is now self-sufficient. The second area is services. In services, we have a mixed portfolio. One is the clean combustion, which is boiler, air quality control system services. That part, again, we are close to 100% local and are able to manage the entire stuff locally. On the rotating equipment part, there is a certain amount of interdependency within GE, and that there is a plan to be able to localize that by end of next year. So there is a plan, there is a roadmap, but largely for the business that we do in India, we have a good set of competence in the country. Acquisition qualification criteria is available within GE Power India Limited. That is the company that has been running most of the projects in the market, so it qualifies. The third element on new build, on the boiler side, again, when it comes to acquisition, GE Power India Limited is able to qualify itself with certain supports, and the qualification part is ensured. Factory in Durgapur is fully self-sufficient to supply the pressure parts to the industry for any new need for a boiler. So from that point of view, there again we are self-sufficient. In terms of the execution of the backlog, there is certain interdependency on Windsor or the headquarter, and that there is a roadmap for the next year to do the technology transfer. So all in all, if I have to say, with regards to IT technology knowledge required in the country to execute and be successful in the market, the progress is satisfactorily and is on track. The second aspect of the announcement was on the depromoterization of GE reducing its share sale. there is no update at this point in time. As and when we have the update, we will come back to you. But absolutely, there is no update for us to share at this moment.
Okay. And I had a question on the Adani Udupi order that we have received. So how do we see the revenue generation and cash flow over the next few quarters?
So the revenue, so as Vineet explained in his presentation, the project is on AP, which means we will not do site works. It is not EPC. The EPC will be done by PowerMech. So we are supplying the EP, the engineering know-how, technology, and the core components which are required for the heart of the FGD, which is Exhauber. So from that point of view, this is a good portfolio where the company is very strong. And we do expect that the cash flow will be positive throughout the cycle. So that's the good part because there is no site works and therefore no retention that normally we see in the all the EPC projects. So the cash flow will be positive. As regards the revenue, I've answered this earlier to a question. The revenue cycle typically starts from the 5th to 6th month of the project acquisition. First 5-6 months is just the engineering, which is not significant. A very small portion of the revenue and the big part of the revenue starts from the third quarter or 5th, 6th month onwards. And that's how you will see the revenue unfold.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Shah from Vikram Advisory Services. Kindly proceed.
Sorry, sir, if I have missed your opening remarks regarding the provision for the Solapur fire incident. But my question is regarding that what is the expected loss that we see after the insurance claim is settled due to this? And the provision is not made under exceptional items during this quarter. And where would it be made? That is one. And second question is regarding going forward in the future, do we expect ourselves to be competing again in the new build sector with the major competitors that we have lost business to, or our focus would remain on FGD and services?
I'll answer the second question first. The second question, we will participate selectively. I addressed this question earlier. I am repeating myself. I have answered that we will not do the full EPC in the new build space. We have not done in the past. We will not do a full EPC on the new build project. So we will continue to support the EPC partners in the market, and we will supply the key components to the pressure pumps which we were doing earlier to our partners. We will continue to support. That is how we will participate in the new build boiler side. So that is how what we were doing in the past. This is what we will do. Then we will have some partner leading as an EPC player and we will supply the pressure parts to them. On the industrial boiler, we will probably want to do it by ourselves, and we are developing competence. We are hoping to first book one successful industrial boiler, and then we will start offering industrial boiler in the from the Durgapur factory. So that is regarding the new build. As regarding the Solapur incident is concerned, the amount that we have provided for is an amount which is total to one, the cost of rebuilding the absorber and the chimney components, and also the liquidity damages, which we expect because now the project will be delayed. So the LD portion, which is roughly about, that portion I don't think we can recover. But the insurance portion of the claim, the survey is ongoing. And the final components that will need to be replaced, material analysis, etc., discussion with the customers on what components and parts can be reused and what will need to be replaced is ongoing. So at this point in time, it is too early for us to be able to give an estimate on the percentage of what amount we can recover. So the moment we have that update, we will come back and share the details with you. The item is not in the exceptional item because as per our accounting policy, we have updated the costing to the project. So Yogesh, maybe you want to clarify that further?
Yeah, thank you, Prashant. So basically, Shisha, we have, this is an operational activity with regard to a project, and this is emanating from site. And we have, as per our accounting policy, we have taken it at the operational level. And accordingly, the project cost has been updated
to the extent of the likely cost that is required to be incurred on making good the loss that has happened. And as Prashant explained, that we would be assessing how, what can be repaired and what needs to be replaced. And we'll be taking up funds with the insurance company. And there is a degree of uncertainty to the extent of what extent the claims will be settled. So that's why the provision has been made. And we hope that we will be striving for the maximum possible to get a claim settlement from the insurance company.
Right. So, so just to clarify again on this, is that had we not done this, our cost of material direct and services would have been lesser by 787 million, right?
Yes, please.
Correct. That's right.
The LD portion would have been accounted for a bit separately, but the project costing would have been very clearly lower by the estimate for our operational cost that we have considered as to increase. But you are very right that this our profit at the PBT level would have been higher by 787 million.
Right. And what is the revenue expectation that we have? Can we expect going forward, probably two quarters down or one quarter down? Because I see it is reducing from June quarter to the September quarter by around some 490 crores goes down to 420 crores. So, so what is your guidance on it?
Normally, we don't give futuristic guidances, Tisha. And as has been shared, we have been, the revenue has been going down for two reasons, a few reasons primarily. First is with regard to having lower order intake in the last 2 years. And as you have heard from Vineet and Prashant, we have really got back on the track for getting orders. We have already booked two major tickets, one from Sondapi in Hydro and the other one in FGD from PowerMech. And so order intake has started happening, which will be boosting our revenue in the time to come. And with regard to the other part of your question, these projects that we had on FGD, they are at the, we are looking at the commissioning and completion of these contracts. So this has been the reason, but we cannot give you a number two quarters or three quarters down the line, but we would be looking forward to ramping up our revenue.
Okay. And my last question is regarding the FGD market size that your balance sheet annual report mentions is roughly around 65,000 to 70,000 crores, right? So how much out of that do you expect as an industry to achieve by 2024 or 2025 or something like that?
So what I actually did answer this earlier. What we are looking at is a gigawatt market share. And in terms of gigawatt, we want to maintain the market share, but not all the state customers we would like to bid directly. We might partner with some EPC player. So you will not see the same dollar share. But our objective is to retain a double-digit market share in the coming days as well in terms of gigawatt. So gigawatt market share we want to retain, whereas dollar market share we think we will not want to retain because what we are focusing is to be selective in the projects. We are selecting IPPs that we want to work with. We are selecting scope that we are comfortable with, and we will take EPC. Where we are confident that the terms and conditions are what we have learned in our earlier projects, it is not going to consume a lot of working capital and that we are able to manage efficiently for the company. So it will be going to be a big mix of IPP and very state selective and therefore gigawatt market share we will maintain, but we will not maintain the dollar market share. Vineet, you want to add to this?
Yeah, that is right, Prashant. We are going to maintain this and we clearly see there is a turnaround in the FGD ordering starting from this financial year. So,
I think percentage market share, maybe we need to give some sense on gigawatt.
Pardon, Prashant? Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Prashant, did you say something? I didn't hear you.
No, that's fine, Avinit. Please go ahead.
Okay. So my point was that, you know, the market has improved. You know, we have seen this starting from this year, market has improved. Ordering is definitely has gone up, and this is going to sustain for, as Prashant said, next 3-4 years. And we are going to keep, you know, the market share of in double digits, you know, in gigawatt.
Right. So my point is, in the next 3-4 years, what is the market opportunity, market size opportunity? Is it the 65 to 70,000 crores, or that 65 to 70,000 crores is across the next 10 years?
Now, based on what is left, you know, it would be around 55,000 to 60,000 crores, you know.
For the next 3-4 years.
Yeah, so what is left today, after what has been ordered in this year, so it would be around 55 to 60,000 crores. But total market to be ordered in terms of crores.
Yeah, yeah. For the next 3-4 years, within the next.
Yeah, year. Yeah. So I would say this is for what is left, you know.
Right. Thank you. That is from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Can you proceed?
Hi. Good evening, sir. And thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, does the increasing coal investment in coal power both well for our order intake? The BHEL has got a couple of orders, and there are 3-4, I think there are roughly around 6-8 gigawatts, which is under.
I'm sorry, your voice is cracking, so it's not clear. Maybe if you can, you know, speak slowly or.
Yes, I'll try, sir. So does the increasing investment in coal power plant both well for our order intake? As I understand, roughly around 8 to 10 gigawatt of, you know, coal power plant, which are under tender as of now.
Correct.
Are you looking at those orders in a sense, sub orders from BHEL?
Yeah, so, Vineet, maybe you want to address. I have clarified this earlier in the call today. We will continue to support the EPC player, but we will not participate as an EPC for these projects. So, yes, we want to support, and we are working with the EPC players to see what scope we can get from these projects. Vineet, you want to add further for the boiler project?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So,
my question was that, do you think this opportunity is going to increase multifold for us?
No, so I would say this is a new development. You know, as Prashant mentioned earlier, there has been no ordering in the last 2-3 years. So this is something which is going to be you know, additional opportunity for us going forward.
Then the power maker received, I think, blanket order from Adani for multiple power plants. So are we in talks to get more orders of FGD, or this is the only order which we have as of now?
So this is the only order we have this year, but we have other opportunities in the pipeline, as I mentioned, which are going to get concluded in the coming quarters.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Prashant Jain for closing comments.
Thank you all. A very good evening, and thank you, team, for the clarifications, and thank you all for joining the call.
Thank you.